I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
It is 1140 The Bet, Odyssey Las Vegas. And look who we have here for those joining us on the video side on YouTube or thebetlasvegas.com. Usually we have either Mo or Scott, but for the end of the year, as we review the season, we've got the silver and black today, crew. Fellas, how are we doing today?
Doing good. I'm just here to carry Mo's bags. That's all I do. I'm like his porter. But also, real quickly, Adrian, before we get started with the sports stuff, I have to tell you, we have a huge thing that we're doing over at Silver and Black today.
Okay.
It is a Silver and Black today bachelor version. Mo has one rose. He can only give out one rose. So he's looking for a girl who knows how to cook and also doesn't mind that he wears hoodies all the time. Hey, so we're going to fly him out to Las Vegas. We're flying him out to Las Vegas. Whoever can hit up Mo at Mo Moton on Twitter, M-O-E-M-O-T-O-N, with the cutest picture, clean picture. You got to do it in the feed, holding a rose. We're going to send him to Le Cirque, have some dinner. We'll get Mo out to Vegas. Let's go. It's the dating hour.
I need to get one of those Flavor Flav clocks.
Oh, yes.
We'll talk to Odyssey. Come on, you guys are moving numbers over there. So we'll make that done. Also, with the fedora and the glasses, once again, this is convincing people to go to YouTube to watch this. You're looking like the Bachelor host. And you know what? As a matter of fact, obviously this year wasn't what the Raiders wanted. So I want to start off with some positivity. And I don't know if you guys have been told this yet. You guys have done an incredible job this year with the coverage and the podcast and everything. So consider this your virtual trophy ceremony. Is there anything you guys want to say to the fans?
I'll let Mo go first.
Not that it's done, because I know the off-season podcast is still coming out, sure. But I'm just saying.
I want to thank Scott for being the character that people hate on the show. So we have a nice balance of people hate Scott and love me.
Oh my goodness.
So thanks to the fans out there for participating in that dynamic. Thanks to Scott for being the guy that people send their hate mail to and hate messages to. It's been a pleasure.
So he's the good cop. I'm the bad. No, actually, it's just the people who don't like Mo are just quiet. For whatever reason, the ones that don't like me are very vocal about it. That's okay.
It's because they're wearing cement shoes, Scott. That's why.
And is that what you want to say to the fans, Scott?
No, what I want to say is, Mo, in all seriousness, Mo and I, you know, being part of the Odyssey family, as you are too, Adrian, we have been blown away. I mean, we are number three out of all NFL podcasts, right? We're right behind the Eagles and the Cowboys, both playoff teams. Incredible. We're number nine overall in Odyssey's entire podcast inventory. So we're top 10 overall, number three in the NFL. That's pretty remarkable. And it's not because we're so great. It's because Raider Nation and the fans who listen, we have such great listeners. I know you do too, Adrian. It's amazing how smart they are. There's some crazies out there in every fan base, and Raider Nation has them too. But more than not, our folks are amazing. They send us amazing questions. So thank you to them, because without them, Mo and I can't do what we do.
No, 100%.
Our show is actually, really quick, Adrian, our show is actually a reflection of what Raider Nation is as a fan base. And I said this on our show, Silver Black, today, regardless of what they think the team is going to be, 0-17, 17-0, they're going to support their team. Mm-hmm. And in turn, if you're a good content creator, if you put out quality material, they'll support you too. People know how to find good material. And I'm not here to tout me and Sky as the greatest ever. But we have a good dynamic that I think people really like, and people like our objectivity. They like that we're not on the show waving pom-poms or yelling fire everyone after a loss. They like to hear the balance of both sides, and I think that's what works.
No, 100%. And I'll go ahead and thank you guys too. With my first year covering the team here in Las Vegas and with Odyssey, thank you guys for joining us. And let's start now. Let's put the trophies away. We got the positivity out the way. And I kind of wanted to go in order because we're reviewing this season, right? But then I go on Twitter this morning. And let me just say before I ask the question, when it comes to David Carr, first off, hella, let me speak to your manager energy. First and foremost, okay, is what he put out, is what he's teasing, which, of course, on his podcast outside of the NFL Network, eventually he's going to have his brother on. Like, the video wasn't even a trailer to say, like, hey, next week. Like, is he doing this for attention, or is he just trying to sabotage the slim possibility that Derek actually gets traded instead of getting cut on February 15th?
You go first, Mo.
Because I have a strong opinion on this. I actually believe it's a promotion for the family podcast or network or whatever they have going over there. I think it's just a draw for them. Mm-hmm. Because honestly, I don't think a team desperate as, say, I know the Colts said they weren't going to trade for Derek Carr, but let's say the Jets. Let's say the Jets were desperate in trading for Derek Carr. I don't think David Carr's tell-all podcast about the Raiders, you know, spilling their tea is going to deter the Jets from, you know, a deal with Derek Carr if that's what they want. Because at the end of the day, you're looking to win games or you're probably going to lose your job. So you say, look at it this way. David Carr is pretty much quiet during the season. If he's spouting out there in the offseason over what happened with Derek Carr and Raiders, fine. That's a relationship that obviously dissolved. And I think a team like the Jets would be looking at it as, well, he's quiet during the season. We'll get Derek Carr, win some games, and worry about the mess afterward.
Yeah. Well said. I'm gonna go a little lower than that, Adrian. Listen, these guys are the most sensitive people in the freaking world, right? I get in arguments with people on Twitter. They call me sensitive. These guys, I swear, have probably a printed book of every tweet they've ever had that was negative about them. All right. And excuse the expression, but they're like soy boys. They're so sensitive about everything. It's like, dude, your brother's trying to get another job. Let him get another job. You know what? There's something to be said for professionalism, especially David Carr, who's in the media. And he blocked me on Twitter like 2.5 years ago because I said it wasn't fair that he covered his brother. I think you should. It's like a judge. Like, Adrian, if I go in front of a judge because I got a ticket and the judge is my brother, the judge is going to recuse themselves, right? But yeah. We've now moved into a place where media can cover media, especially former athletes can cover their friends and their brothers and their uncles and their nephews, whatever. Okay, fine. That's where we're at. I can't control that. So you kind of have to accept that. But this idea, and then he took a veiled shot at Tom Brady, which he then tweeted later that somebody was making up and that they were a clown because he wasn't. He was just saying that he's most likely going to be with the Raiders. And that's funny because of the history of the two teams. I don't buy that. Look, just shut up and let your brother go play. Your brother has the opportunity to go have a career somewhere else. I think he'll be successful. So just zip it. I don't understand the need to constantly fire back at what you perceive to be disrespect. It's very odd to me.
It's very petty. And my last thing on that, too, is like even after the San Francisco game where San Fran ends up winning, they come back and he just posts that picture of him or his brother as a kid, like on this story wearing a 49ers jersey. And it's like at some point now you're just being rude to the fans, which obviously Derek Carr, people love him, people hate him. But it just seems It seems a little bit too extra for what he does, which is work at the NFL Network and be a media member. You would expect something else from that. But we'll move on and we'll start here with the actual team outside of the drama with David Carr. Mo, we'll start with you. The biggest takeaways from this season.
Biggest takeaways, I'm worried about Josh McDaniels. And I hate to start there because it's not going to cast a good projection for the next season if I'm worried about the head coach. But 5 blown double-digit leads in the second half. Raiders have that record. So he's got to be able to change the narrative about him as a head coach, because it's still out there from his Denver days. There are former players coming out there saying that he's not a head coach. He's a coordinator. And I think he still has a lot to prove in that regard. Now you say, well, a new regime comes in, needs their people, needs their players. We'll see what happens. You know, being watching the Jets closely, it took a while for Robert Saleh to do that with his team. I remember he had a terrible defense his first year with the Jets. Changing around, the Jets are top four in scoring and total defense this year. Now, Robert Saleh didn't have a bad history with another team 10, 12 years ago, but yeah. It took him a year to change things around. So I think at least, even if you're like me and you're skeptical of Josh McDaniels, you got to give him a chance to turn it around. The other thing is, and the biggest thing is, the quarterback position. What happens there? Now, we talked about David Carr, and I think we're overlooking or glossing over the fact that he may have broken news. Even with the preview of that podcast, he may have broken news saying that Tom Brady is assuredly going to be the quarterback of the Raiders in 2023. And if that is true, I think the Raiders have a chance to bounce back and win double-digit games and go to the playoffs. Now, some fans don't want to hear it because of the Tuck Rule. I believe today's the anniversary of the Tuck Rule game. But course, I feel like he still has – I think he still has enough. And me and Scott talked about this. I still think he has enough with a good offensive line and a run game and a decent defense. Does that have to be a top-10 defense, a top-12, top-14 defense to take a team to the playoffs? The other thing is the Raiders have to reverse the curse of a poor defense. They've had a poor defense for 2 decades. Even if Tom Brady comes in there, a rookie, Jimmy Garoppolo, Mac Jones, whoever it is, that quarterback is going to need support on the other side of the ball, because you're not going to go far with the top 25, with a 25th ranked, 26th ranked scoring defense. They need to pour a lot of investments on that side of the ball.
And Scott, really quick before I get your biggest takeaway, I do want to ask you, so it was just announced yesterday, Patrick Graham will be coaching the national team in the Senior Bowl. Obviously, no better position to get a look at all this draft class and some of the defensive help. Are you disappointed that he's coming back another year? Would you have gotten rid of him if you were Dave Ziegler? How do you feel about Patrick Graham and this defense heading into next year?
Look, Patrick Graham takes a lot of heat. I understand why. The defense is terrible. Okay, you understand that. But listen, it's sort of like if I said, hey, Adrian, I'm going to hire you to do a radio show, but you're going to have to yell out of the parking lot and nobody will be able to hear you except your voice. We can't transmit you over the air. It wouldn't be fair to evaluate you on your ability to get listeners because you didn't have the tools to do the job. I think with Patrick Graham, you have to give him another year because he didn't have any talent. They didn't upgrade significantly. They thought they were upgrading, of course, at end, but they didn't get production like they wanted to. And they were very young on the back end. They didn't perform well. They went out, they got Rocky Sin. They had injuries there. So listen, I think the whole coaching staff's going to be on notice. But I do think that Patrick Graham, the jury's still out on him. We have to see. He doesn't have a ton of experience, as Mo always talks about on our show. So we'll have to see, given an influx of talent, which I think he'll get a massive influx of talent. We'll have to see what happens with him coming in 2023.
And for your, as far as your biggest takeaway this season or biggest takeaways, what would that be for you?
Well, I agree with Mo on the coaching. Look, I've been saying for months that Josh McDaniels has been committing coaching malpractice. And I think Mo alluded to the 5 blown leads. That goes to that. I think even the story and the kind of regression of Derek Carr. Yes, Derek Carr owns that, but it's also a little bit on coaching, the play calling and things like that. For whatever reason, they did not click. And Josh McDaniels went into that relationship loving Derek Carr. So something happened. They stopped having a good marriage, if you will, and it went south. And so going into the season, Adrian, he's on the hot seat game one. I mean, he has to be, right? Because of what happened last year. And my guess is I'm going to give Dave Ziegler the benefit of the doubt and say he's going to have a good draft. He's going to sign some big money free agents because he's got a ton of cap space. Okay, so if he does that, I think then that's the biggest takeaway I had, was the coaching just being very disappointing as well, especially on offense and what they were unable to do. Secondarily, here's a different one for you. I understand why it's happening, but one of the big takeaways here is the Raiders don't play well at home. They just, I mean, yes, they were 6-11, but they don't play well at home. They haven't over 2 years since they've had fans at Allegiant Stadium. We're seeing this year, we saw a lot more visiting fans because the Raiders were struggling again and people were frustrated. And so you're going to see that, as you know, Adrian, going to the hockey games there, everything, even the WNBA games, you're going to have people come in from out of town. So you're always going to have a higher percentage.
The vacation spot for every team.
you're going to have a higher percentage of visiting fans every game. And that's fine. If you keep it to 20%, maybe 30% on a big game, that's cool. No big deal. We love them coming to Las Vegas. Spend your money, keep the economy moving, and all the hardworking people there in the city. But there's no home field advantage for the Raiders on the field either. Even last year when they were a borderline, but still made it into the playoffs, they have not won at home. And so that's one of my big takeaways is they need to establish that when someone comes into Allegiant Stadium, even if they're a team better than you, you're going to give that, you're going to give them holy hell. Even if you lose the game, it's going to be tough and you're going to leave bloodied, right? So they need to establish that. So that was one of my other takeaways aside from the coaching and obviously the lack of some performance from key players.
That's just, that's a good take and a good observation. I just don't know what they could do because of everyone, like we've said, that they look at the schedule and they see Las Vegas, especially if you're in the East Coast and it's a later in the season. Hey, this is going to be the one trip we make, but definitely something that they're going to have to battle for here in the future, unless they start winning.
Real quick, that's what I was going to say. Mo and I have the cure. It's called winning.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bull & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This is true. This is
so
true.
Or I'll tell you another one. The two words, Tom Brady, will bring people in and bring Raider fans. Even though a lot of Raider fans say they hate him because of the Tuck rule and all that jazz, which was 20 years ago. But nonetheless, if Tom Brady comes there, trust me, people will want to go.
I love that you brought up jazz with the fedora hat. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mo.
There's a point to that. And people love to hate watch. And we know this, Scott, right? Yeah. There are some people who can't stand us, but they follow us on Twitter and they message us all the time. So people say, I can't stand Tom Brady. Let me go watch Tom Brady play the Buccaneers. Let me go watch Tom Brady play the Kansas City Chiefs. They'll come and watch anyway, because even if they love him or hate him, the fact is you're coming to watch him.
Oh, 100%. And you guys are really good at what you do, because we're going to segue into that. And we brought up his name a ton already so far. And the AFC, just look at the playoffs. Trevor Lawrence, Herbert, Josh Allen. It should have been Tua, Burrow, Mahomes, all these dudes under 27 years old. There's Jimmy G, there's Tom. You, in your latest episode, you brought out all the possibilities from Jacoby Brissett to the draft and everything in between. With this team, are you going all in on having Tom Brady for 1 or maybe 2 years with the deficiencies not only on defense, but obviously this offensive line is a problem as well, despite Josh Jacobs in the year he had? Is he the best option in your guys' opinion?
Go ahead, Scott, because people think I'm obsessed with Tom Brady at this point. So you go ahead, Scott.
Well, I know, but they can't see the poster of Tom Brady on your wall there. Here's the thing. Yes, I think, look, the guy wins. And I know this idea that he's washed up, we talked about this, like you said, on our last show, is just simply not true. I had somebody on Twitter today saying, oh, did you not see his last game? And it's like he threw the ball 66 times. As Mo pointed out on our show, find me one quarterback in NFL history who's passed the ball 66 times in a playoff game and won, because you can't. It doesn't happen. He had no running game. There's lots of reasons. I'm not just making excuses for him.
Well, the offensive line was terrible. That's the interesting part, because it's like, well, is he going to have to deal with that here and then have the same results?
Correct. Now, for him to come to Las Vegas and play for the Raiders, they're going to have to bolster that line. They got the money to do it. They can go out and get some free agents. They can even make a trade if they find a partner. But they can do it. And here's the thing, Adrian, I'm going to hit on, because we talked about this week as well, which is people are like, well, you're getting rid of Derek Carr because you said you need a young quarterback, and now you're going to sign a guy that's 46 years old. And thank God he's 46 because he's my generation. He's still playing. Go, brother. But here's the deal. You can do both at the same time. You can have the 46-year-old Tom Brady play on a succession of 2 1-year contracts, and you can draft a young quarterback and develop them. So you can do both things, and all this Tom Brady's going to get $40 million. He's not going to get $40 million. He's going to go where he wants to go to play for fun, and where he believes in what they're doing is going to result in a championship. And we all know, I don't know if you guys have seen it out there, but there's this movement of people, content creators, just like the flat earth people. They believe the NFL is scripted. They really think the NFL is like scripted, like WWE. Sorry. And so they say Tom Brady's going to win the Super Bowl with the Raiders in Allegiant Stadium next year, 2024, on his home field, and that's when he retires. So I'm buying it. I'm in. I'm all flat earth slash.
I would love NFL. It. And from
and I'm kidding, but
Scott is on one today. I love this. This is what happens when everyone's here together in the Odyssey family. Mo, the question is yours, because I will give you credit. You brought out all the possibilities. In fact, you were one of the first ones the week that Derek Carr got benched, bringing up Mac Jones. As much as I hated it, I'm disappointed Lamar Jackson's name hasn't been brought up. Jacoby Brissett looked really nice with no wide receivers in Cleveland. Where are you leaning right now, Mo?
I'm still leaning on Tom Brady. And I say that because now you brought up a situation where you said, well, if Tom Brady comes here, can he succeed behind that offensive line? That's a question a lot of fans have posed to me. And I will say, and I said this to Scott on the show, when you sign Tom Brady, you don't just sit on your hands, wait for TB12 magic. It doesn't work like that. When you bring in a Tom Brady, he's going to attract other free agents. You're going to get other guys to come in through the draft or via free agency to build around Tom Brady, because obviously he's not a mobile quarterback. So you're going to have to protect your 46-year-old QB in the pocket. So one of your first moves is probably either trade or sign an offensive tackle, to draft a guard, maybe sign a guard in free agency. But you're going to pay attention to that offensive line. You're going to bolster that unit. You're probably going to re-sign Josh Jacobs because, as Scott said, Tom Brady did not have a run game in Tampa Bay. If you look at those New England Patriot teams, those successful New England Patriot teams, they had a solid run game, whether it was three backs, two backs, a workhorse back, and LeGarrette Blount. They had a run game to go along with Tom Brady. And then he already has the weapon, so you don't need to do too much there. And again, the rest of the picks, the rest of your cap space should go to the defense. But again, Tom Brady being the centerpiece of your offseason, you still have work to do, but you have the resources to fill out that roster and help them out.
A little positivity. And we'll close out with this two-part question for both of you. Josh Jacobs, do you believe honestly that the Raiders are going to re-sign him? And then as far as free agency, even the draft and all the possibilities that happen in an offseason for a team hungry to win, what's at the top of your wish list outside of the next quarterback move? Scott, we'll start with you.
So, yeah, I mean, I've come full circle on this. I still think they made the right move in not giving him his fifth-year extension. But the way Josh Jacobs has played, the uncertainty that they have on offense right now, even if they sign Tom Brady, as Mo mentioned, he needs a good running game. You have to make sure, especially if you bring Brady in, that you have as many tools and as many pieces as you have to win now. And that's Josh Jacobs. I think you got to give him the money. Josh Jacobs certainly sounds like a man who's willing to probably take, I hate to use the words team friendly deal, at least a market friendly deal, meaning that he might not get the high market number. It'll be closer, but he'll still save the team, especially if he's coming and he's going to play with Tom Brady. He wants to win a championship too, Josh Jacobs. So I think you got to sign him. I think it's imperative. And I think they do.
I think they do sign Josh Jacobs. It would be silly not to, especially if you're going to get a Tom Brady. For anyone, you want a complimentary run game, whether it's Tom Brady or a rookie. So I think Josh Jacobs is definitely back with the silver and black of 2023. On top of my wish list, and I guess this is a general wish, is I'm going to go back to the defense. The Raiders need to invest in their defense. Mm-hmm. They're 31st in spending on linebackers. They're 32nd in spending on their secondary. Go sign a top-notch safety, cornerback, linebacker, fix that defense, and then you move to the draft and fill some extra points on that defensive line, linebacker core, secondary. Whatever you have to do, it has to be better. But start off by spending on that defense. And I don't mean on a player that might go over the hill like a Chandler Jones and give you half of a season. I mean a player in his prime. I'm talking about a guy like Jesse Bates, who may be out in Cincinnati. I'm talking about a guy like Javon Hargrave. If he hits the free agent market, he's 29 years old, coming off one of his best seasons. If somehow Deron Payne hits the market, spend the money on him, because those guys are going to improve your defense immediately.
100%. Well, listen, fellas, thank you guys so much. Just to let people know, Silver and Black today will continue. I'm about to have Scott give out the plugs. We won't be joining you guys weekly, but we'll check in with the Pro Bowl and, of course, the big game and everything coming up throughout the offseason. So with that being said, Scott, take it away. Let them know what they can expect this offseason from Silver and Black today.
I will. And everybody, I'm sure, noticed your David Carr was a 71 in Madden overall. Mo and I are definitely at least in the low 80s. All right. So listen, you can listen to Silver and Black today. Wherever you get your podcast, just search Silver and Black today. You can check out our YouTube channel as well. But we'll during the offseason, we just pare back the show a little bit. Instead of four or five times a week, we go about two times, maybe three times. As news comes up, we'll be there as well. But you can subscribe there. You can also listen to the show in Vegas there. On 98.5 The Fan, the sister station for 1140 The Bet at 9 a.m. on Sunday. And if you're like so many, the thousands of folks that keep Las Vegas going overnight, you can also listen to the show at 4 a.m. on Sunday on 1140 The Bet.
Mo, you get your plugs in too before we're out of here.
As you all know, if you don't know, Mo Moton on Twitter, that's M-O-E-M-O-T-O-N. Dates. Bleacher Report. I have a lot of stuff coming out. If you're a gambler, if you're a degenerate, I got you on some bets in the playoffs. I got some predictions for free agency and the draft. And of course, Sports Night for all my Raiders material.
There it is. All right, fellas. Well, thank you guys so much. And again, I'm going to say it one more time. Thank you guys for all the coverage, everything you do for us and joining us throughout the season, giving us some insight, fellas.
Take care, Adrian.
Appreciate you having me, Adrian.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.